T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gentlemen, I want you to know how much Bryce Harper cares about you. He is in Vegas, where it is currently 5:59 a.m., and we are honored to have the National League Most Valuable Player, Bryce Harper. Bryce, congratulations, Bryce. Wow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, Bryce, first of all, I was reading about how great this was. I follow what a great year you had. You were not aware of your stats as the season went along?
Yeah, I don't like looking at the stats. You know, we play a season for a reason, and I've always just sat there and made sure that I play the full season. Not really look at, you know, the first month or the second month or the last month or anything like that. Just try to play that full season and make sure, you know, we're all worried about winning baseball games, not individual stats or anything like that. Just know that we're trying to win as a team each night, and that's all that matters, really. And, you know, if we can do that as a team, then we'll be where we need to be, you know, when October comes.
All right, but what I find interesting is you had already won an MVP. You knew you were having a special season, right? I mean, you could sense that part.
Yeah, I mean, I think just every single year you go in, each year going into spring training, you're always trying to, you know, get ready to be the best player you can be each year. That all starts in, you know, your prep in the off season. Each year, nothing's different. You know, you can't change what you do. You try to, you know, work as hard as you can going into the off season, and then going into spring training, being ready to play a full, you know, 162 and do everything you can to help your team win on each night. You know, feeling good, knowing that you're feeling good. Staying with that same approach each night, you know, knowing that you can get better each day that you work out, or each day that you're doing anything. You can always get better as a team, as a club, and as an individual as well. So I think that's my attitude going into every single off season, no matter what, and then going into, you know, each season as we start every year.
Hey, Bryce, you just said something that I think is one of the reasons this city loves you. You ended up playing the last 72 out of 73 games at a time when lots of players get lots of days off. Did they come to you and say, you need a break here? Do you just don't want to ever take a day off? What's going through your mind compared to what a lot of players are doing right now, which is taking breaks?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I mean, when Girardi comes up to me, he's usually, hey, I can give you a day here. And I think to myself, no, I mean, I feel good, or I think I can do something today. I think I, you know, anything can happen in that game. And the days that you take off, it's, you know, you might have missed out on something, right? You might have missed out on a win, or you might have missed out on, you know, maybe doing something really cool in the game that you might have not done if you were sitting, you know, sitting or taking a break. So I've always thought that you should play every single day. You know, I think as a fan base and as a city, as an organization, they expect that out of me as well. And so I owe that back to them. Of course, there's going to be days throughout the season where I will take a day off here and there. But I will try to play as many games as I can each year that I'm there. And that's what I've always done. I've always tried to play as many games as possible and stay on the field. One of the guys that I used to play with always used to tell me, hey, you stay on the field each day, something special is going to happen. And as a team, and as an individual as well, and that's what I try to do.
That's awesome. Now, you had an extra challenge this year because you got hit in the face late April. Here's all I want to know, Bryce. When you get back in the box after an incident like that, how hard is it? I mean, you remember what just happened to you. How can you get back in and still play at the level that you did?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not easy to get back in the box, and you keep thinking about it. You think about your family. You think about certain things, you know, the what ifs. Millimeter here, a millimeter there, and it could be a different story. You know, we might not be talking right now. So I'm just super, super blessed to be able to be in the situation. When that happened, it was definitely scary. But you know, being able to have the teammates around me and rally around me, having the family that I do, having the wife that I do, for them to be able to be there for me in that situation, knowing that's a little bit bigger than baseball at that time. It was great. I mean, I tried to, you know, get back, and I thought everything was good. And then my wrist kind of, you know, started hurting, and mentally just, I wasn't there. And then, so I went on the DL for a little bit, and I got back and was stronger than ever. And I felt great. And I was happy to be able to get back and, start playing the game that I love again.
Bryce, we know how much you care about winning. How frustrating is it that you won the MVP in a season your team didn't make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always, you know, a little bit frustrating. I think I'm definitely, you know, really excited and happy to be able to win an MVP award again. But as a team and as an individual as well, you got to get better every year. And so you just can't, you know, sit here and say, hey, I checked that off the box, and hey, I've won an MVP in Philadelphia, and that's all that matters. No, that's not all that matters. You want to continue to grow. You want to continue to get better each year. And that means, you know, trying to do everything we can possible to be ready for spring training and to get better each year. And that's what I want to do. You know, I've talked about it before. You play these seasons as a team to win World Series and to bring the you know, championships back to Philadelphia and do the things that you can do to help your team win each night. It takes all 26 guys. It takes the full staff as well and everybody around us, pulling on that same rope and doing your job, looking at yourself in the mirror and understanding, hey, I got to do my job today. No matter what that job is, you have to buy in. You have to buy into the team and work hard, and nobody's going to feel bad for you. And that's what I love. You know, you got to go in there each day ready to work, and that's what it's all about.
Hey, Bryce, you haven't been hesitant to let the front office know when you wanted JT signed, people like that. Is there a message to them now about improving this roster so you can get back where you want to be, and that's the playoffs and the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is about Middleton and Dombrowski and Girardi is they want to win just as bad as I do, and I love that. You know, I love that fire. I love that emotion. You see that Dombrowski's been there before. He's done it, with the Marlins and Detroit and the Red Sox as well. He's been there, you know, three times, won it twice. And it's something that I love about Dombrowski. He knows how to go about it. He knows what players he wants. I think he's already come out and said, hey, we need a left fielder, we need a center fielder, and we need a closer. And those are the three priorities that we really need this year. Definitely a closer, definitely somebody that can roam around center field and possibly hit leadoff for us, and a big left field bat, right-handed bat for us. To hopefully complement me and a couple other guys in our lineup. So I'm really excited to see what Dombrowski does this year. I know there's, you know, things possibly happening before December 1st. I don't know about the Phillies, but around baseball, just because of the, you know, CBA and all that kind of stuff. So some things could happen before then, and some things could happen after. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what he wants to do, and let's see what he does.
Hey, Bryce, you have done something. I've been doing this for 30 years, all right? You have done something no other free agent has done as well. You, from day one, bonded with the city of Philadelphia. Could you tell us why that was so important to you?
I think it was just easy, you know? I was talking to, Middleton last night, and I told him thank you. You know, I told him thank you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for giving me a shot to play in this great city. You know, you play there as a opposing player. You understand how passionate the fans are, how amazing the fans are. They let you know each night, you know, what what they feel and how they feel, and I love that about them. They just want you to work hard. They want you to play hard. They want you to understand that, you know, all that matters is winning, and I love that, you know, and the emotions they have, the
feelings that they have. I have those same feelings. You know, I just want to work hard. You know, any job that you do, you want to be the best at. If that's a firefighter, if that's a, you know, talk show host, if that's a baseball player, whatever it is, you want to be the best at what you do. And I want to do that. I want to be able to be the best player I can for the city of Philadelphia for, you know, the next 10 years out of my career and help this, you know, city thrive. It's a working class city. It's a city that works hard. It's a city that cares about their city, that loves their city. And I love that. And so if I could just be part of that for, you know, a little bit here, I want to be, and I want to be there for a long time. That's why I signed there. That's why I said I wanted to be there. No opt outs or anything like that. I want to be a Philadelphia Philly forever. And I absolutely love that.
The last thing, I'm just a little nervous because when I'm sure we're going to have a full season in 2022, your agent is probably the most influential guy there. In fact, you know what? When you get a chance to talk to Scott Boras, could you tell us to send a couple of his free agents this way, Brent? But what do you think? Full season in 2022? You're still confident?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we have 3 months to, you know, really hash this out, and I don't fear us not starting on time or anything like that. The cool thing, if something does happen, we can always sign, you know, in a year extension of what we had this year. That's always possible. So the thing about Scott, though, is he loves his players. So we'll see what Mr. Scott says, and, you know, we'll go from there. But I don't see us not starting on time.
I just got to ask this now, because you are close with Scott Boras. He is an amazing agent. Do you ever call him and give a little nudge for him to send one of his players to Philly?
Yeah, for a discount.
Wow, you could be an agent yourself, right?
No. He's great. I mean, the thing about Scott that, you know, I'm so appreciative of Scott for all that he's done for me. I mean, he's been my advisor since I was, you know, 14, 15 years old. When I signed with him, and I absolutely love Scott Boras, the person, away from the field, away from everything. He's an incredible, you know, father. He's an incredible grandfather. I mean, he's the way he treats my kids, the way he plays with my kids as well. It's an amazing thing to see. And I'm able to see that side of Scott, and I'm so lucky and so fortunate to see that side of Scott that nobody else really sees. So, you know, it's an incredible bond that we do have, because I've known him for almost half my life. And it's just, he's an incredible person, and he does a great job for his clients. I mean, it's just, that's just how it is. And everybody knows that he's one of the best agents in town. So
Bryce, congratulations. We are very lucky to have Bryce Harper playing in Philadelphia. Thank you so much for doing this today.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Bryce Harper, the most valuable player. And I got to just say, man, he's even humble. He's a, you know, that answer he gave to make it a connection with the city is, that's when you're a perfect fit. When the city is passionate and you're a player who asks a lot of themselves, right?
Yeah.
If you're somebody else, if you're somebody who can't connect with the city, you're not asking enough of yourself. And that's what the real story, that's what you just heard. That's the clarity of it. He embraces the pressure you put on him, because he wants to succeed, and he's not worried about being criticized.
He said, quote, I think it was...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.